All right, I took Bubs out for a walk, and it started raining, and I don't feel like walking him home, so.
The man in the YouTube video is bragging about putting a muzzle and fake vest on his dog and riding public transit.
We're going to try to get on the bus, make him a disabled dog.
Later, he gets special treatment at a restaurant.
This service dog scam works pretty good. The dude was like, hey, to go, right?
It's becoming an epidemic, says International Assistance Dog Awareness Week founder Marcy Davis.
It's a tremendous safety issue for people with disabilities and for the general public.
As a paraplegic, she uses a real service dog, one that's been trained and licensed.
People really think that it's harmless, but the truth is, it is very serious, and it is jeopardizing people like me who really need an assistance dog. It's jeopardizing our ability to be a working team out in public.
She's even been in a situation involving a fake service dog that threatened her safety.
My second assistance dog was actually attacked by a dog at a professional conference by someone who was trying to pass off their pet as an assistance dog who had no business being in public.
Davis says spotting a fake is pretty easy. Her dog is highly trained and almost invisible in public.
They go through a tremendous amount of public access training. They are supposed to be very quiet. They are to go under a table, under a chair, and be really unseen when they are out in public.
That's not the case with the frauds.
They're disrupting, they're eating food in the restaurant, they're acting very inappropriately.
Davis says it's way too easy for people to go online and get the equipment and documentation that makes their dogs look legit.
If you provide a photo, then you can get an ID.
Good service dog.
How easy is it to obtain the fake service dog vest and credentials? All it takes is a click of the mouse, a search of eBay for service dog patches and service dog vests produced thousands of results. Davis says the fakers are taking advantage of laws limiting interaction with the disabled, including the questioning of a dog's credentials or specifics about a person's disability.
Some states are actually looking at that. Some states are trying to create some legislation around that so that there are some penalties. I live in New Mexico, and our state, they've been very progressive about that, and they actually did pass a law that there is a penalty now for trying to pass a dog off as a fake assistance dog.
Service dog, babe.
The problem has gotten so bad that one of the nation's largest breeding and training service dog programs, Canine Companions for Independence, has launched an online petition asking the U.S. Department of Justice to take action.
You did good today, Bubby. Take a bow. Take a bow. Good service dog.
Steve Grzanich, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.